There are the records, there are the reviews, and then there are the reviewers. Commentator Laura Lauriston has appointed herself reviewer of their collective work.
I get asked about 6 times a week for my opinion on new music. My husband is the co-owner of a record store, so people just make the assumption that I know a lot about it. It's not a bad guess, I suppose. I like music. I quote a lot of obscure lyrics. And it is pretty neat to have a record store in the family. When Kelly brings work home with him, it's not just a bunch of actuarial tables or expense reports. It's records. Cool. As a professional, he reads only the high-end, somewhat snippy record review magazines, which is fine if you want to read a lot about John Cale and Karlheinz Stockhausen and obscure heavy-gauge vinyl limited pressing recordings by prog rock bands, which I don't. I'm more of a Lester Bangs, Robert Christgau sort of old-school review reader. I pick up the Village Voice or Mojo or log on to Pitchfork Media because I happen to like pop music. Plus, I've been reading these guys for years, and I like having a little background. I know what they like, what they dislike, and I have a frame of reference for their recommendations. Some random guy in Rolling Stone telling me that the latest Strokes record is a masterpiece does not mean much to me. Did he grow up in the Midwest? Did he think that Baby One More Time was a cotton candy throwaway or the greatest pop song since Dancing Queen? Does he like Bruce Springsteen? Did he actually buy Bat Outta Hell, too? Let's get some ground rules here, people. I have no idea what reviewers mean when they open up the thesaurus trolling for adjectives. Okay, so a new album is luminous and dreamlike and, let's say, diaphanous for good measure. What the heck is that supposed to mean? Does light shoot out of the CD player? Am I supposed to be able to see through it? The genre of rock and roll has 50 years of great artists that you can look to for a description. I have this little internal kind of musical algebra that I do. The Scissor Sisters sound like what would happen if Elton John wrote songs for Maroon 5. Coldplay sounds like Pink Floyd times Oasis divided by Depeche Mode. The Polyphonic Spree equals the Flaming Lips times the Mormon Tabernacle Choir if Brian Wilson were its director. If Kate Bush were Sarah McLachlan minus Linda Thompson times Ema Sumac, she'd be Tori Amos. Before you get too confused, though, I would hasten to add, in my mix-and-match little review world, David Bowie always just sounds like David Bowie. All I really want to get out of a review is whether or not I'm going to like the songs. Don't tell me it's a masterpiece of post-punk songcraft or a testament to middle-class angst. Tell me if it will make me feel 15 again. Tell me if it's fast and loud and makes your heart feel happy. In short, tell me if it sounds like The Who. Because if it does, I'm in.
Laura Lauriston is the local All Things Considered host at Kansas Public Radio. She lives in Lawrence.